And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Bill Frank, and you're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business, health, and politics. Each of my guests will share his perspective on one of these topics. My next guest believes the United States is hurling towards another recession in 2013. We'll discuss his dire predictions in his book, Obama and the Crash of 2013. Peter Ferrara is the Director of Policy for the Carlson Center for Public Policy and a Senior Fellow for Entitlement and Budget Policy at the Heartland Institute. He served in the White House Office of Policy Development under President Reagan and as Associate Deputy Attorney General under President George H.W. Bush. Peter writes a weekly column at thespectator.org, also at Forbes.com. He lives in McLean, Virginia, and joining us from back east. Hi, Peter. How are you today?
Good. Glad to be here.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest. I want to start with a history lesson, if we can, please. Let's look back in history to sort of forecast where we might be in the future. And I'm going to take us all the way back to the year 1937, because in 1937, the United States experienced a deep recession in the midst of the Great Depression. And the recession was known as Roosevelt's recession. Government policies and Keynesian economics sort of led to the recession exactly 4 years after President Roosevelt was elected president. Now, 4 years after President Obama is elected, you're predicting a recession in 2013 that, if it comes to pass, may be known as Obama's recession. What makes you believe that we're headed for a recession next year?
Well, most people don't know that under President Obama, we've already enacted in current law to go into effect on January 1st, increases in the top tax rates of virtually every major federal tax. That's because the Obamacare taxes are going into effect on January 1st, and the Bush tax cuts expire, which President Obama refuses to renew specifically for the nation's small businesses, job creators, and investors. And so as a result, the top two income tax rates are going to go up nearly 20%. The capital gains tax rate is going to go up nearly 60%. The tax rate on dividends is going to nearly triple. The Medicare payroll tax rate will go up 62% for these disfavored taxpayers, and the death tax rate will rise to the grave and be restored at 55%. Now, this is all on top of the corporate income tax rate, which in America is already the highest in the industrialized world at nearly 40%. Even communist China has a 25% rate. In the social welfare states of the European Union, it's below 25% on average. In formerly socialist Canada, it's 15% today. And at 40%, American businesses are uncompetitive in this global economy. Yet under President Obama, there's no relief in sight. He calls for still more tax increases. He's been campaigning all over the country for 2 years now, calling for still more tax increases. Under his so-called Buffett rule, the capital gains tax rate would increase 100%. And it would be the fourth highest in the industrialized world. So when you put all these tax increases together, they are all on top of this booming regulatory cost that he's imposing on the country. You have the EPA effectively imposing cap and trade without legislation, and that is just beginning to ramp up. That's trillions of dollars of new costs on the economy. You have the Dodd-Frank law, which is the process of implementing literally hundreds of new regulations on the financial community, threatening the availability of credit for businesses and consumers that are essential for recovery. You have the Obamacare law still slated to go into effect, going to raise health costs even further. That's another effective tax increase on the economy. The employer mandate is already shutting down new hiring because employers know they were forced to buy the most expensive health insurance possible. And so you have the tax rate increases. Those regulatory burdens are going to be accelerating throughout the next year. And so when those tax rate increases go into effect on top of those regulatory burdens, you're going to have one big whopping new recession next year before we've even recovered from the last one. So that is why you're going to have another recession.
All right. Well, that's a very dire prediction. My guest is Peter Ferrara. We're talking about Obama and the recession of 2013, his latest book. So, Peter, let's go back because there's a lot of meat in that answer that you just gave me. And I want to start with taxation because that's where you started. And I understand that we're headed towards what people are calling the fiscal cliff, where the Bush tax cuts expire and all of the taxes kick into effect. However, there is still the possibility that Congress will act and we might extend the Bush tax cuts. Now, maybe a temporary extension. It may take us only out a year, maybe to 2013. What does happen, though, if Congress extends the Bush-Obama tax cuts, say, until the year 2013?
Well, that's not going to happen if Obama's reelected. I mean, you're going to have all the tax increases of Obamacare will go into effect. He's not going to backtrack off of that. And if they extend it 1 year, it's a temporary tax situation. So it just keeps, that's why the economy is so weak, because everything is always in limbo. Regulations are coming down the pike. Tax increases are coming down the pike. You can't govern the country by just extending doomsday 1 year at a time. That's not going to create economic recovery and growth. You know, people also forget, you know, we went so long without a serious recession under Reaganomics. 25-year economic boom, 1982 to 2007. People forget, forgot what recessions are like. But see, in America, the recessions on average have lasted 10 months. The longest previously was 16 months. We are now 54 months after the recession started. And while technically they said it was over in the summer of 2009, there's been no real recovery. And they can't say that because the recession was so bad, because the American historical record is the worse the recession, the stronger the recovery. So based on this historical precedent, we should be in the third year of a booming economic recovery by now. We've seen nothing like that. So under Obamanomics, recovery is long overdue, and they're just going to do this game where, well, we'll extend it for 1 year, we'll extend it for 1 year. You're not going to ever get the recovery. And so... And Obama is not going to give up on raising the tax rate. That is why he ran for president. And once he's reelected, he's never going to run again. This first year is just going to seem, this first term in that situation would just seem like a dry run for Armageddon in the second term, because he'll be completely unconstrained. Our national defenses are scheduled to be completely decimated under Obama. We're scheduled to go back into recession. What is going to happen to our energy in the second Obama term? They are shutting down, in the process of actually shutting down nuclear power. Most people don't know about this, but they've put a moratorium now on any new licenses until they resolve the so-called fuel rod issue, the nuclear waste issue. And that, of course, can be easily solved, but they don't want to talk about these solutions because they're against that nuclear power. You have new regulations coming on that will shut down the boom in natural gas that is going on in America on private land. This is all going to happen in a second term. So this will further contribute to recession and downturn. The entire period is starting to look like an historical reenactment of the 1930s, because if we go into another recession before we've recovered from the last one, which is what happened in the 1930s, the last time we followed policies like this, then you're going to have the 1930s all over again. And so the idea of, like, we're just going to extend it, that's not going to help recovery and growth, and B, that's not what Obama really wants. And once you put him back in power, you know, can you trust this guy for another 4 years? You know, I'm actually shocked that even 40% of Americans would consider voting for him for re-election.
Well, it's neck and neck between he and Governor Romney in terms of the polls that are out. In fact, the CNBC and the Wall Street Journal just came out with a poll yesterday, and that poll declared that it was pretty much a virtual tie. My guest is Peter Ferrara. He's the author of the book Obama and the Crash of 2013. So, Peter, you talked about two things: taxes, which we've covered pretty thoroughly. Also, you talked about the dramatic increase in regulatory costs. Now, I was doing some research on this and looked into it. A typical taxpayer loses about $8,000 a year in regulatory costs the way we are right now. So talk to us a little bit more about regulation. You mentioned the EPA. You mentioned the Nuclear Regulatory Commission shutting down the reactors and so forth. What other regulations, and that would include Obamacare, do we have on the horizon which could loom very badly for the economy?
Well, they're shutting down coal-fired nuclear plants. Most people don't know that 45% of electricity in America is produced by power plants fueled by coal, but they've adopted regulations that are going to force them to shut down. If they're going to shut down nuclear power generation as well, because they quote-unquote don't have an answer to the quote-unquote nuclear waste issue, then that is going to further decimate our electricity. And then their EPA is pursuing this confused global warming regulation when in fact there is no global warming, and that is just going to raise the cost of energy for the entire economy. All these regulatory burdens are just additional tax increases. The effect of them on the economy is the same as the effect of additional tax increases. As I mentioned, you have this Dodd-Frank legislation, which is authorizes vast new regulations on the financial industry. Those are adding the cost. Financial industry is critical for loans, for economic recovery, for businesses, and for consumers. And people are saying, why are the banks sitting on trillions of dollars? Well, who wants to borrow in this when these taxes and regulatory burdens are going up? Who really wants to lend in an economy that has these terrible prospects? And so the Dodd-Frank is just further adding to that. And then you've got all of Obamacare. You know, the employer mandate requires insurance employers to buy the health insurance that the Secretary of Health and Human Services determines that they have to buy. Not that they want to buy, but that the Secretary of Health and Human Services decides by political correctness what they need to be forced to buy. That's going to be one of the most expensive health insurance ever. And so that is another reason why employers are not hiring. All those new burdens, you know, Obamacare goes into effect in 2014. All those new regulatory burdens come on to place on health care. That's just going to raise health care costs even higher. We're already seeing the beginning of that happening. It's increasing even faster, not slowing down.
All right. Now, my guest is Peter.
Another tax increase.
My guest is Peter Ferrara. Peter, one of the points that you make in the book that we haven't discussed yet is that the Federal Reserve is going to be forced to increase interest rates in 2013 to help avoid inflation. And will Ben Bernanke be, first of all, I guess, what makes you say that? Why do you say that the Fed's going to increase interest rates when they've already stated in their meeting minutes from the FOMC that they're going to keep interest rates low at least until 2014?
Interest rates have been the lowest level in history for many years now. And so the only way they can, only place they can go is up. We've had massive increases in the money supply dumped out into the economy. And so if they don't begin to tighten up, they're going to end up with a truly explosive inflation that's going to be unprecedented in American history. What the Fed does is after elections, then they say, well, now we're going to clean this mess up, and if it creates trouble, well, by the time there's another election, you know, the American people will have forgotten. And so it's a very dangerous situation we're in when they've pumped trillions of dollars of cash out in the economy. A lot of it's just sitting around and doing nothing because there's no incentive to do anything with it. But right after the election is the time that you can expect the Fed Act to start to suck that back out before it creates a huge mess. But when they do that, further contractionary. That is, has contractionary effect on the economy. That will cause interest rates to rise. They are going to rise. There is no doubt they're going to rise from this level because this is the lowest level in history.
Now, that's true. But, Peter, let me interrupt if I can for just a minute, and let me challenge you because there's a wild card in here. Ben Bernanke's term as the chairman of the Fed is going to be up in, I believe, 2013. So, first of all, if Ben Bernanke, he was appointed chairman of the Fed by the narrowest margin in the history of the position of the chairman of the Federal Reserve. So my question to you is, since his term is coming up during the year that you're having questioned, 2013, what's going to happen? Will Ben Bernanke be reappointed as the head of the Federal Reserve? Will he have sufficient support? And if he doesn't, what happens to interest rate policy then?
Well, you see, this prediction of future interest rate increases is not based on Bernanke being there. I mean, this is based on the fact, like I said, they've pumped trillions of dollars of increased money supply into the economy, and nobody's doing much with it, so it hasn't really caused inflation yet. But it's a dangerous, volatile situation. It's like having the matches and the dry logs together in the same campsite next to each other, next to the dynamite. And so after the election is the time where you can expect them to act, try and clean that up before it creates a huge mess. But if they do that, they're going to create rising interest rates, and that is further, that is contractionary, that's depressive. If you're going to have interest rates have been way too low for way too long for this economy to work, over the long run. So, and they are going to rise, and when they rise, that's going to add to the increased taxes. It's going to add to the increased regulatory burden, and it's a very volatile, ugly mix.
It is. My guest is Peter Ferrara, author of the book Obama and the Crash of 2013. Peter, one of the more interesting points that you make in the book is that President Obama ran for president as a forward-looking progressive. However, evidence in the first 3.5 years of his presidency point to something completely different. You assert that President Obama is proving to be America's first backward-looking regressive. So explain what you mean by that.
Well, because he's taking us back to the economic policies of the 1970s and even the 1930s, so which is a long time ago by now. The Keynesian economics that arose in the 1930s, which was supposed to be the answer to the Depression and never worked to end the Depression, and then by the 1970s had caused double-digit inflation, double-digit interest rates, and double-digit unemployment. That was dropped by Reagan, and he adopted the new modern supply-side economics. And you have Barack Obama acting like that never happened, like there was no new supply-side economics, that there never was a boom from 1982 to 2007, the greatest economic boom in world history and American history. It's like Rip Van Winkle, who just woke up, and it's, guess what? It's 1976 all over again. It's not 1936. We thought he was going to be a forward-looking progressive, but he's the most backward-looking regressive we've ever had, taking us back to the 1930s and the 1970s, and you're going to end up with the exact same results if you give this guy a chance to finish the job.
All right, and we're going to have to leave it there. My guest has been Peter Ferrara, author of the book Obama and the Crash of 2013. Peter, if you've piqued the interest of some of my listeners, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Amazon.com, Obama and the Crash of 2013. It's published by Encounter Books. I'm at the can be reached at the Heartland Institute, heartland.org. They have not only my work but a lot of other interesting free market work. I'm affiliated now as senior fellow at the National Center for Policy Analysis in Dallas, Texas, which is the leading healthcare think tank in America. So ncpa.org is another place to go for my work. I'm a senior fellow at the Carlson Center for Public Policy. That's ccpp.org.
That is great.
As well.
That is great. Peter, thank you so much for being my guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you.